You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.
Hi, I'm Anastasia, and you're listening to Eat Sleep Suplex Retweet.
Anastasia, how are you today?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm doing all right. We've actually managed to finally speak to you, which I'm so happy about. So I'm going to start you off. It's a bit of a generic question, mm-hmm. but it comes from a show on why we've done wrestling in the past. So why do you love wrestling?
I love wrestling because it's different to anything else I've ever tried before, and it's challenging, which is something that I like, things that are challenging, so it's definitely challenging. Anyone that's ever tried wrestling will tell you it's really difficult, and it's interesting, and I think that's quite a generic answer, but like, I love it because it's different and it's challenging. That's really why.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't even say it's generic. Obviously, it's the reason that you love it, so obviously it's just a generic question, but every single time we get an answer, it's never a generic answer. It's always unique to you, so I wouldn't call it generic. So what we want to know is obviously is how long you have actually been training for, mm-hmm. and has there been any certain trainers and wrestlers that have helped you in your development?
Well, I've been training coming up to 2 years in December. The first trainer that took me under her wing was definitely Sami Jayne, along with Aspen, but she took me under her wing, and ever since she's helped me with any problems I've had, any questions I've had, she's helped me with almost everything. So a lot to her for that, and we've become really good friends because of it. I just started training at Source, so Mikey and Lewis have been helping me a lot with my fundamentals and picking up new things and stuff that I've never done, because I started in WrestleZone, but obviously now that I'm down here, like, everywhere trains people differently, so I'm picking up things that I never knew before, so there's that too. But Sami definitely helped me a lot from the beginning.
And also another question that we do tend to ask the females that we interview is, obviously, mm-hmm. were you ever put off joining what is basically deemed a male-dominated industry?
No, I don't think I was ever put off, especially with how amazing the females in WWE were doing, especially when I started. That's what kind of inspired me to start wrestling. So I wouldn't say I was ever put off by the fact that there is a lot more men in wrestling than there is women. I was definitely reassured when I started that women are just as welcome as men in the wrestling industry. So they're totally welcome, and there's no reason to feel scared just because you're female. Like, everyone's welcome, whether you're male or female. So
obviously you debuted in June this year, obviously, mm-hmm. and you said that you've been training for just coming up for 2 years, so
yeah.
that's actually quite impressive that you've debuted so quickly, and you've already appeared in so many promotions across the country. I mean, I was like, see, when I was looking at it, there were so many, and I was sort of going, wow. And this is just from June, and obviously we're now in September. Not even that long a time. So how does it make you feel knowing that you've only debuted a few months ago and mm-hmm. you started to take the wrestling scene by storm?
It's exciting, but it's also kind of scary. I owe a lot to people that have helped me get this far, but it's definitely exciting, and I'm looking forward to what else I have coming up, and just want to thank people that have given these opportunities to me, and this is definitely just the beginning. So
yeah, so recently in the Source Showcase, it mm-hmm. only happened a couple of weeks ago, you took on Sami Jayne, and that was technically your debut match.
Yeah.
How did you feel that went, first of all?
I think it went well, and I really enjoyed it. It did show that I have a few things to work on, mm-hmm. but it also showed me that the Source has so many top talented people, and that's what I strive to be. So being in that environment is great, and everyone is just striving to be the best they can be. So it's great being in an environment of people that are all like that. So
And so what do you feel like you can take away from that match that you had going into the show on the 22nd of September?
I definitely shouldn't underestimate people. Say I underestimated Sami Zayn, and obviously that was not the greatest thing to do. But just it showed me some stuff I need to work on, so I'm going to be working hard on that for the next show this month. So hopefully that'll go a bit better.
Here's hoping. I mean, obviously, you've got an upcoming three-way match at Main Event Wrestling on the 28th of September. Mm-hmm. Now, you're going for the Women's Championship in your debut match.
Yeah.
One way to go about it. So you're going up against Roxy and obviously your mentor, Sami Zayn.
Yeah.
So have you got any preparations and strategies heading into this match?
In preparations-wise, I've been working on some new moves that I can do and getting in a better shape, because they're two top women in the country and they're both in phenomenal shape. So trying to keep up with how good they are is going to be a challenge. Strategies, I think the best way for me to go about it is maybe work with Sami in the match and to kind of eliminate Roxy, and then we can fight it out for the championship. That's probably my strategy I'm going to go with.
Yeah, that's one way. It's also the fact that, like, Sami Zayn has taught you everything you know as well.
Yeah, so she's going to know everything I do, so she's going to have a slight advantage. But it also means I've trained with her a lot, so I know a lot of the things she does too. So it's going to be interesting.
I don't see it going horrible.
No, definitely won't.
Like, you do know Sami Zayn and how she wrestles, so obviously you do have that as an advantage.
Yeah.
Just it sort of cancels out the fact that she's basically trained you since she started, and she knows absolutely everything about you.
Yeah.
So maybe it might be time to just surprise her with a couple of new things that you've been learning at Source.
Mm-hmm.
You never know.
I'll surprise her somehow.
Definitely. Obviously, speaking of Sami, what are your views on hashtag Sami for Filth Life?
She definitely should be in Filth Life.
Yes.
Definitely been pushing for it. Aspen, Lewis, when am I going to be in Filth Life? I want to have a little feature in there. So Sami and Anastasia for Filth Life.
We'll get that hashtag trending. We will. And obviously, seeing as you have actually been in so many different promotions across the board and up and down the country, have you got your eyes set on any particular one?
If I'm going to aim for one, then I like Discovery a lot, so I want to be able to eventually work towards working there. I love the environment. I've been to a lot of their shows and they've got some amazing people, and it would just be good to get involved with the people there. Obviously, they have like some NXT UK stars, and it would just be great to experience being around them. So I would like, that's my next aim.
That's your next one?
Yeah.
I'd say it's a pretty decent one. So Discovery are more aimed towards the east side of Scotland.
Yeah.
So you do get a lot of people travelling through from the west side as well.
Yeah.
So.
But in general, any promotion, I want my name to be everywhere. I want everyone to know who I am, so.
See, another one that you're actually quickly making your name at, obviously, you only debuted at their last show, and that's Fierce Females.
Yeah.
Now, we've got the upcoming show on the 18th of November, and you're actually on the poster as
Yeah, I am.
How does it make you feel, first of all, that you're on the poster for Scotland's only female promotion?
It's great. Like, everyone's been sharing it and making it such a big deal, and it's quite flattering and exciting, so hopefully it's going to be a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it's going to be good.
Yeah, because see, obviously in your debut, you challenged Emily Hayden when she was bad-mouthing half of the people that were going around. Now, we spoke to her, and she did say that you were actually really close to beating her.
Yeah, I definitely was really close to beating her. I gave her a run for her money. She only won because she was pulling on my gear when she pinned me. So I definitely think if we had a rematch and she never cheated, I would definitely win.
I see another Twitter start. Like, we'll just start saying Anastasia and Emily round two. And this time, Emily, don't
cheat.
Tap on the gear.
Yes.
We'll be watching you. And obviously, what are your ultimate goals and aspirations for wrestling?
I'd like to travel the world and wrestle as many places as possible in as many countries as possible. I don't want to, like, be dead set on doing one thing because, you know, plans change and things happen that could prevent that happening or stuff like that. But my main aim is to just travel the world and go to as many countries to wrestle as possible.
Mm-hmm. And finally, what's next for you?
In the short term, hoping to debut in a lot more places in up and down the country, and then hopefully get a debut abroad at some point. And that would be, that's like my short-term goals.
That's fine. Any long-term goals? Anything you want to see, like, say, 5 years from now, where would you like to be?
5 years from now, I'd like to be wrestling in the top promotions in the country. So, like, ICW, maybe NXT UK, but maybe that could be something. It's something that I'll work towards, but don't want to be dead set on one thing. So, yeah, ICW is a good one to aim for, especially since it's Scotland's biggest. Yeah. So that's what I'm going to aim for.
Yeah. That's not so bad, obviously. They've got a quite tight women's division going on right now, so you never know. You could be that fresh new talent that they're looking for.
Yeah.
I'm going to round this off in true eat, sleep, suplex, retweet style fashion. I hope you're ready for the quick fires.
Yeah, I'm prepared. Let's do this.
Right. I'm not going to show you these. Just
I'm not looking.
Right. So I'll start you off with something easy. Rock or Austin?
Rock.
Night in or night out?
Night out.
Trish or Lita?
Lita.
Xbox or PS4?
Xbox.
I was going to say, I know you're quite a big gamer, so I wondered what you were going to
definitely
go for.
Definitely an Xbox girl.
Your favourite wrestling game?
I like 2K16 because it was the first one I played, so I guess that's the one I like the best.
Your favourite wrestling pay-per-view?
All In. I loved All In, so especially it was only a few weeks ago. Like, it was so good. That's definitely my favourite now.
Your dream opponent?
That's a good question. Charlotte Flair. Definitely. She's been my inspiration since I first started wrestling, so it would almost be like going full circle if I ever wrestled her.
Your favourite tag team, except the Kings of Cats?
How did you know I was going to say that? probably the Young Bucks. So Young Bucks, Kings of Cats, need that ASAP.
Aspen Lewis, she still loves you, don't worry. I just forced her to choose. If you had to choose between them two though,
what?
Young Bucks or Kings of Cats?
Probably the King's Catch.
And finally, the favourite venue that you've wrestled at?
I like the Shed in Glasgow for Fierce Females. I did enjoy that. It's a nice venue.
It is a nice venue, actually. You can catch Anastasia on the upcoming Source show. She is going to be at the Mount Vernon show on the 22nd of September. She's also on the poster.
Yep, I'm on the poster for that one too.
She's on the poster. So obviously you can get tickets for that at Ringside World. We will put the Twitter link up for you as well. Anastasia, thank you so much for joining
me. Thank you for having me.
And we look forward to seeing you at Source and obviously in the upcoming Fierce Females. And good luck to you for your Women's Championship match.
Yeah, thanks.
No problem, thank you.
Listen, cunts, I don't care what the fuck you think you're doing. Whatever you think is more important with your life, you honking bag of tips. You know what you should be doing? You should be going online, you should be subscribing, you should be listening to the back catalogue of Eat, Sleep, Suplex, Retweet, whatever the fuck you're doing, that's what you should be doing. I don't care if it's your mum's birthday, I don't care if she's feeling contractions, get on it right now.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.